When we're in the heart of the dry season in Malaysia, the dreaded smog returns. And what really annoys most Malaysians is that it isn't caused by their cars, which generally have much smaller engines than American equivalents, or even burning their own forests, but from their neighbor Indonesia. Each year, Indonesia burns forests equivalent to the size of Paris. And if the wind is going in the wrong direction, it comes straight to Kuala Lumpur. When I dug a little deeper, it wasn't long before people from the industry anonymously told me that I'd be a complete idiot to believe that a few local farmers could ever create the amount of CO2 required to blanket an entire country with a thick layer of smog. Everybody in the industry knows that there are huge commercial operations, and it's a simple profitability decision. The fact is that these companies are not made to pay for the pollution they create. So let's look at the process of creating short-term profit from virgin rainforest. Firstly, you cut down all that valuable rainforest timber and send it to the wood mill for processing. After all, no point in wasting all that very valuable wood. Once you've done that, you have to wait for the dry season. After all, you can hardly burn down a rainforest when there's torrential rain. Once the foliage has dried out, you can then set fire to it. There is, of course, a more environmentally friendly method of doing this. You could turn over the soil as they have to do in Europe, but that would cost you at least three times the amount of burning it. After the forest has been burnt down, you can then plant oil palm plantations, rubber trees, or whatever other cash crop you want to sow. The end result are trees of your choice planted in clear, straight lines. And now all you have to do is hire a few locals who've got no other chance of employment, pay them dirt cheap wages, and watch the money come in. Of course, everybody pokes the finger of blame at the Indonesian government. But if you've ever been to Indonesia, you'd realize this is a very poor country, and the government has far less monetary power than these corporations, especially at a local level, where it is easy to bribe poorly paid local officials. I just hope that before too long, the UN gets its act together and starts a realistic carbon trading scheme that will encourage the Indonesian government to think about the returns it could get from not burning down its rainforests.